classical music piped into the shearing shed, white walls to better spot blood spatters, and lovely mattresses at the end of the sheep chute on a certified carbon zero high country farm. Well, it's got some people absolutely raging. This week's episode of Country Calendar featured Lake Hawea Station, run by entrepreneurs Jeff and Justine Ross. They bought the 6,500 hectare farm in 2018 and run 10,000 merino sheep. The couple describe themselves as disruptors and believe that animal welfare is a cornerstone of their farm. But the debate is blowing up on social media, with some describing it as woke bollocks. Well, joining us now is farmer Jeff Ross. Kia ora, Jeff.
Kia ora, how are you?
Oh, I'm very well, thank you. That's quite the intro. So is it woke bollocks or not?
Well, I wouldn't say making more money is woke, you know, and in farming, you know, with the growers getting a relatively small portion of the margin tree, I think we've all in New Zealand in agriculture got to lift the rewards for the growers, and in looking after our sheep in the best possible way, communicating that with fashion brands on the other side of the world, if that's going to lift income for farmers, no, so then no, I don't think it is woke at all.
Because one of the criticisms is that you can do it because you're wealthy, and that allows you to pursue and present an unattainable fantasy version of farming. So let's be clear here. Is the farm profitable operating on this model without you financially propping it up?
Yes, 100%. And look, I don't look, we are fortunate to come into this without a mortgage, and farming is financially tough. Absolutely acknowledge that. But let me just talk to some of these techniques. I think what we're coming into this property with is actually an understanding. We've spent many decades in consumer brands and listening to customers. And what we've heard from a huge amount of customers on the other side of the world is they really wonder about what the process is for a sheep. You know, how does that sheep feel when it's been shorn? So if we can show them, they're not stressed, they get a soft landing, there's a great vibe in the shed, the sheep actually goes through that stress-free. If we can show them that, we get a premium. And that's something that perhaps we can, you know, share with other farmers as well.
Okay, so Jeff, here's the question then. Are you doing it just to project a certain image, or do you actually believe that the sheep is having a better experience, and how do you measure that?
I would say it's certainly a better experience for the sheep, and it's certainly more rewarding financially.
How do you know it's a better experience for the sheep? Because this is what people are asking, you know?
Well, look, any farmer, in fact, I would say most people who stand next to an animal, will get a sense for that animal being stressed or not, right? So if we stand with our shearers, we can tell if that sheep's relaxed. You put your hand on its head. Is it happy? Is it jittery? Is it you know, just calm? Then that's a good experience for the sheep. If that sheep is kicking, it's not happy, the shearer is not happy, then it's not a great experience for anyone.
Do they prefer classical music to AC/DC?
Look, I think the tone in the shed, you know, when everyone's having a good time, when there's no stress on the boards, the sheep are enjoying it. Look, we, like most environments where there's a lot of people, we have a pretty extensive playlist, and there's always good debate over who's on the playlist next. So we have a pretty big variety. I think the key thing is that, you know, that shed's running smoothly, there's a lot of fun, and that translates to the sheep.
All jokes aside, Jeff, you're basically trying to create a calm environment, aren't you? So the classical music, white walls are to detect whether you've nicked a sheep and it's bleeding, right?
Yep.
Correct?
Mm-hmm.
And
yes,
if there's any bruises. And the mattresses at the end of the chute are to prevent any crash landings, correct?
Yep, 100%.
Okay. So do you believe that shearing, as it is traditionally done, is cruel or contrary to animal welfare?
No, I don't actually, not at all. I think I have a huge respect for the New Zealand shearing fraternity. They all really, really care for the sheep. So it's not so much about that. It's just making that as calm as possible for the sheep, and then giving us some ammunition really to talk to buyers on the other side of the world and reassure them that everything has been done for that sheep.
Really appreciate your time, Jeff. That's Jeff Ross from Lake Hawea Station, which featured on Country Calendar and is causing a bit of a stir on social media.